Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 005. Jazz, jazz, I love jazz. Jazz, 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 I love that jazz.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the fifth episode of the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, and I've just now realized that I haven't been introducing myself. So hopefully you've known who I am by the podcast title because it says my name. But again, if you don't, my name is Brendan Lowe. So I will remember to do that from here on out. I'm going to take a break from the beginner jazz education just to spice things up a little bit because I have all these great ideas. Well, great in my head. But ideas that I believe could help you and everyone out there. And it's just nice to switch it up, you know, from the basic jazz education or piano education to something flavorish, you know, that you can really sink your teeth into. So I'm going to be putting out a Wynton Marsalis bootleg track that I recorded during a senior recital, actually, when I was in college. He came and played for someone's senior recital. So he's playing over a ballad, and I actually go over his style of ballad playing sometimes, the way he phrases his lines, in one of the lesson videos on our website. So speaking of our website, you can go to www.jazzpianoschool.com and sign up for a free membership and access all our lesson videos, our forum, and all the notated musical exercises that we have on there. And that's completely free, no credit card. You pay for nothing. All you got to do is sign up and you'll have access to all those lesson videos. And so in the lesson, one of the lessons I go over in the ballad lesson, I briefly talk about the way Wynton phrases on some of his ballads. And I think it's just very unique and special. I don't hear a lot of people do this, but one of the techniques he uses over ballads is to play short little phrases that aren't sustained at all. He's not sustaining the notes. So if I give you an example, he'll just play, you know, as if the piano player is holding down a chord, right? Instead of playing, right, he might play. I didn't do that too well at the end there, but you kind of get the idea. Let me give you one more example. So basically he's like talking, you know, he's talking in short little phrases, like, you know, I went to the store. And then I bought a jug of milk. Instead of going, I went to the store and bought it, you know, he's just speaking the phrases basically over the ballad. And it's just a really great texture that you can use over ballads to change things up. And I really love, because it adds space, it adds articulation into the ballad. So I'll give you another example. Again, instead of going, you might go, so it's just a little difference. It's a slight difference, right? But it's a really nice texture to use. So I'm going to play his first couple bars right now. I didn't really transcribe it. I just learned it by ear. If any of you guys listening want to take a stab at transcribing the solo and sending it to me, I will be very grateful. Absolutely. That would be awesome. As soon as I get my t-shirts going, I will send you a t-shirt or a coffee mug, whatever you'd like. But if you can take a stab at transcribing this and send it to me, I'll post it on the website and I'll give you a free Jazz Piano School t-shirt. Quickly, before I forget, I just wanted to give a couple shout outs to people who gave me reviews. I really, really appreciate it. This one's by EDK, 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 EDK. I love this podcast already. Just in the first three episodes, I've learned so much. Can't wait to hear what comes next. EDK, EDK. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. The Boston Jew, son of a master violinist, so music is in his blood. Brendan is the best piano teacher I've ever had, and he is incredible in concert and gigs. Boston Jew, thank you very much for that review. And I got one more I would like to read. This is by Courtney Math. That's an interesting last name, if that's your last name, Math. Maybe it should be Courtney Science. That was a terrible joke. Don't listen to that, everyone. All right. I haven't taken piano lessons since the sixth grade. Brendan's lessons were easy to follow, and his podcast is a great additional information. Courtney Math, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it so much. And anyone listening, if you guys give me a review, I'll definitely give you guys a shout out and a thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate all your support. So let's get into the Winton, the first couple bars of Winton solo, and I'll kind of talk you guys through it. All right, so here we go. I'm going to go through the first couple bars of the solo. There's not much, but it's really nice. He has really nice material. And again, the phrasing I want you guys to listen for during his solo. So the first part of his solo, I'll put the chords, the changes to the piece that he's playing over. I don't know what piece it is. I think it was a written piece by the senior recital, the woman who was doing the senior recital. So I'll put the chord changes up there, but I don't know what the title's called. I think she wrote it. So the first chord is an E flat minor 7 for the more advanced players out there. And basically what Winton does is outline the root, and then he goes up. He outlines the minor 7th chord and then goes up to the 9th. So basically this is what you're going to hear. And that's the first line. So he goes just like that. And so it's basically, again, he's going boody 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 da. Sorry, I didn't really do that. I can't sing that high. And he just leaves it open like that for you to wonder. He doesn't hold that last note out, right, and let that sit there. So he just leaves it short. It's really nice. Then the next line he goes into is, again, kind of flurries of shorter, smaller phrases. Just like that, right? I think he actually goes to the E there. So over the A flat 7, he's just doing two little So he's going down a half step using a major 3rd. So that's just down a half step. Sorry, I didn't do that right. So again, just another short little phrase. Let me see what we have next. And then he uses the same approach he used for the E flat minor 7, but over the D flat major 7. So basically, he approaches the root from a half step below to a chord scale above and then to the root. And again, guys, I know if you're just listening to this podcast for the first time, don't worry about all this technical jargon. If you guys are a little bit more advanced or intermediate, you might understand some of this, but I will be doing more podcasts on this. But for now, just kind of listen to the phrasing and you can listen to the bootleg after this. So here he outlines the root of the D flat major 7 chord. So he does the same exact thing he did in the beginning, right? Here's the beginning lick. And now here's your D flat major 7 chord. But now he actually continues down. That's how he ends it off. So he goes. So he kind of just ends it with an extra little line there, right? So let me play this lick from the beginning. I'm not done with it yet, but just so you can hear it put together. And you hear that rhythmic pattern he uses a lot. Dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo, right? Dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. He's doing that a lot in his phrasing, at the top of his phrasing, at the very beginning. Sorry. Be-da. He always have that be-boo-doo-boo-doo-dee-da. Dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. So he's using that rhythmic phrasing a lot, you can hear there. So let me play it one more time for you guys. Okay, so now I'll continue on with his lick here. That's just a little ditty, basically just playing around a little bit on this F. Now this one I really like. So what he does here is he outlines an F minor 7 chord on the next part. So that's all that is, the F minor 7 chord. But again, it's the way he phrases it. He doesn't go, right? And he doesn't leave the last note hanging or sustained. He just ends it. And now what he does over the B flat 7 chord is he starts on the 9 of the B flat 7, or he might still be thinking about F minor, and he goes. That's a really nice lick. What he does is go to two extensions. He uses the flat 9, 13, and then ends on the 3rd. So he has. And he actually does hold that third out a little bit just to give it a little color and let that ring out. I gotta check on that last note. I'm not sure if he slides into the flat 9 from the B flat or the A flat. So that's the little part I've gotten or I put together. If you guys want to transcribe it, one of you guys, that would be great. Let me play the whole thing for you again. Here we go. Yeah, it is the A flat. I just remembered it. Okay. So that's that lick there. Let me do it one more time. I'm sorry. I'll do it a little bit slower so you guys can hear it very clearly, all the different parts of it. Okay, there's such nice lines he has in there. So I'll stop talking, I'll get into it, and I hope you enjoy this Wynton Marsalis bootleg recording I did at a senior recital in New York when I was at the New School University. All right, enjoy. Thank you. All right, wasn't that great? I love that solo. That solo amazes me every time. I just love the way he does all that short little phrasing. I hope you guys paid attention to that. So if you go to www.jazzpianoschool.com/JPS podcast, you guys can see the show notes and all the episodes there and all the continuing episodes there as well. Go check out the show notes for this episode. I'll put the transcribed lick, that beginning part I showed you guys, and also I will put up there the chord changes to the piece that they're playing. Very simple, standard chord changes for anyone who wants to know what he's playing over. So as always, guys, if you could leave a review, if you enjoy the content, you want me to keep going, I'd really appreciate it if you could give a 5-star rating or review. Just one little click, you know, and it will help other people stumble across the podcast and start to learn just like you have as well. So again, guys, as always, thank you so much. I really appreciate all your support. And until next time, happy practicing.